Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Oh, who doesn't want to party on a Monday? Woo! So fun. And just think, if you miss a minute of the Monday party, well, the Sarah and Vinny full show podcast is available to you. The latest news stories, all the juicy gossip. All the little nuggets of wisdom from unexpected
Who
sources.
Who did PCP? You got to be here early. That was one of our early stories.
Yeah. Turns out
Who
it's
knew?
Like this story in out of Hollywood where everybody's in a PCP conga line. Got to get more chowder.
Weird.
Yeah. It's an unsolved mystery, Vinny.
Well, check it's like the podcast, everyone. So
yeah, you
got
to check it out. You don't have to miss a minute of a morning show's entertaining banter. Our full podcast that goes on. Laughs, insights, all the latest buzz from the world of entertainment. That's what you'll find there. And you get all that on the Odyssey app. You got to get the Odyssey app, you guys. It is free. I know you hear us talking about it all the time because it's great. We want you on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. I know the spelling is confusing. You go to the app store. Start with an A. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Great app. Completely free. Takes a second to get yourself set up. And then that's it. Wherever you are, we're there too.
You don't have to leave your FM dial. I, like you, enjoy my regular old radio. The wonder of somehow tuning in the dial position 97.3 where I am, and then the signal finds me and comes into my car and talks to me.
It's pretty blanketing the world.
It is crazy how that works. But there are times when a signal is not as strong as it could be. And the Odyssey is an excellent supplement.
That's right. And if you get out of your car, most of us aren't carrying an AM FM radio anymore.
Right.
These days, we're carrying a phone. And we love on your phone. We want you to take us with you. And we're available to you 24/7. You want us? We're here. What do you want? Let's do it. It's Monday. Let's have a party. Come on. Monday. Said no one ever. Okay. So let's go.
Monday, fun yay.
Yeah, fun yay. Okay, I'm going to start, let's see, I'm going to start with the Golden Bachelor. Who'd have thought it? Who'd have thunk it? This couple is already done. Just, you know, you still don't believe the lasting relationships can be forged on The Bachelor? You are still right, it turns out.
You know what bums me out about this?
What is it?
Because I think that, first of all, I get it. It's a dumb dating show like all the dumb dating shows.
Yes,
so fine.
Exactly.
That's the out front statement. But I did think because they seem to be, I didn't watch the show, they seem to be less drunk, less star hungry, and a little bit more seasoned as human beings.
Right.
And I had hope. Since he'd had a successful relationship, I don't know her background. I'm assuming she's had one or two as well. What are they in? 3 months? 6 months?
It is 3 months. They've been married for 3 months. Now, they married fairly quickly, and one of the reasons they gave was, we ain't getting any younger. We're going to tie the knot. It's not like they wanted to have kids.
Right.
So they didn't have to marry, but they got a special out of it. I wonder if they got paid very well for that.
Maybe that's it. And I guess I wouldn't blame them for that if that's, sure. You know, everyone needs to get paid. But I do think that you'd expect them to, I would have expected them to give it a minute. Like, okay. Right.
Let's settle into this.
We know we came into this under extremely strange circumstances. Mm-hmm. Let's give each other a minute to find our footing and find, you know, we're going to step on each other's toes here because we didn't have a normal courtship.
Right.
But they're just bailing already, huh?
They are. And it's, it is sad. I really wish that they had given it more time because it makes the whole thing feel fake. Wow. Was there anything, they announced this past Friday on Good Morning America. In fact, we heard about it kind of late in the show.
A little clip for you.
Oh, great. Okay.
Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations, and we've looked closely at our situation, our living situation, and so forth, and we've kind of come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage.
He went on to say, I root for her every day. We just feel like it's best for the happiness of each of us to live apart. And it came down, according to sources, to Teresa was like, I have a job. I live in New Jersey. I think she's got grandkids, too. A few of the people on the show did have, you know, they're near their families. So they want to continue to have those relationships. And he's all like, well, I got a place in Indiana and I got a place in South Carolina. And if you're going to be my wife, I need you to be with me.
Why did you not discuss that before you even chose her?
Seems like a convo you'd want to have, Vin, but
I actually feel like that would be a date convo you might have even on that show. You might say, well, you've got family where you live and work. Right. And
how's it going to be? You won't be around them.
How do you not have that one conversation?
Maybe you are so enamored with the whole I'm a TV star and I'm being wooed in my 70s that you gloss over it and you think, I'll be able to travel back and forth. This is such a, right now I'm in the middle of this whirlwind. This is how my life will be. I'm going to be in a whirlwind from now on. And when the whirlwind just ends after your TV marriage and no one cares anymore, and you're like, okay, now I have moved to Indiana. And I don't know anyone here except this guy, Gary, who's off doing whatever promotional things he's doing. I have no idea what he was doing. Maybe he was just like, I got to go fishing. You know, I don't know. But sounds like she wanted to, like, go home to New Jersey. And she does have a job, even though she's 70.
Yeah, I would think that's what I mean. Like, those two things, I want to be near my grandkids and I have a job, you'd think would have been an early conversation.
Right. Yes. Well, that's because we're normal. I mean, you know, relatively speaking. We, you know, when you're on one of these shows, like, suddenly your job is to be on this show and to win this show.
What's that thing you said under your breath earlier? Said no one ever. Normal. You and me? Okay.
I feel like I'm pretty normal.
Well,
I don't feel like you're normal, but I feel like I'm pretty normal. Normal person. Normal thoughts and feelings.
Right. Okay. That's the funniest thing you've said all day.
You're crazy.
Good one. But
I think Munye was the funniest thing I've ever said.
No, that
was you know, it's kind of like, you know, when you were, when you discovered eBay and you're bidding on something, you're like, I just got to win, though you're just paying money for it.
Yeah, you're just buying a thing.
In a sense, she wouldn't really disclose that. I have a job, I have a family, I don't really want to move, but I want to win this X amount
of
dollars.
She's on a competition show.
Yeah, it's possible she withheld her true thoughts and feelings. That is possible. Or he did. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. If he was in love, he easily could have sold both houses and bought something nice and jazzy.
Right. Just move right in. You're married now. Move into her place. I don't know.
Right.
But, I like the theory where, look, she's on a competition show. She finds herself, this is her job. She's living at this place and the whole objective is get this guy to be into you. Yeah. And she might have actually, even in her own head, said, I'll be able to. If I want to win, I do love him because I'm on a show where I'm required to love him.
You're supposed to love him.
And I will give up my job and I don't care about my grandchildren.
Right.
And then
you
like come to and you're like, wait, what did I say I'd do?
Back to reality.
What's happening? Exactly.
You know, I'll say this. Forget about these clowns. I don't. Okay, fine. So they're breaking up. Good. I would say in the Bay Area, in a city this big, this happens a lot around here where there's that commuter relationship. where whether you've met someone on the in the East Bay and you live on the peninsula, or it is a chore. Like, I know that you might be in love and you're saying to yourself, this is the one, and that's great. And it's, it, but that, man, it is work when you've got to pack a bag to see each other. It is.
Oof. The bag drop.
I didn't like it at all.
Oh, right.
I mean, you want to.
Well, you're not creating a life together. That's right. You're just sort of dropping in on someone else's life and in your own way interfering with what they've got going on, because they now have to turn all their attention to you, which the first few times totally works.
Eventually, you find yourself going, if only we could just hang for a minute.
Right.
And then I got something to do tonight and I got to be there. And that's, we can go to dinner and then I got to go do an event or
go to bed.
I can meet you later. You know, like, there's just, it's so hard. I just feel for everybody who's got to do that. I'm sure there's a lot of people listening who maybe they say, you know what? It's great. It might be better for you. I don't know. But for me, I hated it. Blech.
The other thing about the Golden Bachelor thing was there was some pretty decent sized scandal-y stuff happening right after the show ended, where he was, you know, had secret girlfriends and was on there crying about how he hadn't dated anybody since his wife died seven years ago or whatever, however long ago it was. And it turns out he'd been screwing people over left and right. He had one girlfriend that he cheated on and all that. I mean, it was a whole thing. They were selling us this thing where they play a
smoke and mirrors from Hollywood.
Can you believe it? I know.
What?
So anyway, it's a reality show and surprise, it didn't work out.
Oh man, that song's a hit.
It really is. Yeah, it is. You know, it really actually is a hit. It's amazing it was never a hit.
Bala, bala. If she call ya. Moolah, moolah. Coming to ya.
Marcus Osborne.
I love Marcus. Although I think he goes by another name now.
What?
Yeah, he's got a name? Yeah, he did.
Oh.
He was like Money Mo or Mo something.
It was Rubba Boogie Entertainment.
Rubba Boogie.
I think it was Mo Better.
Mo Better.
He's the king of reinvention. He moved to Louisiana and he's in New Orleans and he's now a singer, and I think it's Jamar.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, he's a good singer, too. That's very good.
Did I get the name right? Because I want to plug
some
the guy.
Music from Marcus Osborne / a.k.a. Jamar.
I played it when he released it. Let me see if I can find what he said.
Oh, this is exciting. I forgot about this.
Marcus Osborne. Where's he at?
Player.
Yeah, Jamar.
Oh, that's funny. That's
crazy. Mm. Let me see. Moving on. Oh, he's got two hits here in his hands. All right, it's called Moving On. This one.
Okay. Hey, you can win, you can lose, but at some point you choose to live your life each day. And there's no way I would have you again. We can even be
weird song.
Over the games that you play.
Just moving on.
Oh, that might be a hit.
Is that Jamar?
That's Jamar, yeah.
Ah, Jamar.
Yeah. We knew Jamar. You well as Marcus Osborne many, many moons ago.
Jamar with Jamar. A capital M in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Capital J-A, capital M-A-R, Jamar.
J-E.
Oh, J-E.
Then M-A-R.
Jamar.
J.
Very exciting.
Anyway.
Huh. Wow. Look at him trying to make it happen.
Oh, he's always got a new thing. I like
it. Next up. We were talking about the movie Civil War last week. It opened last Friday. It did well. It won the weekend. It made $25 million.
Is this the one Alex Garland?
It turns out it's an Alex Garland movie. That was nowhere in the little write-up that I saw. But then today, as I'm looking at the box office results, I'm like, holy crap. First of all, this Alex Garland guy wrote this book that was just, it's called The Beach. It's almost like the perfect book. It was made into a movie. Wasn't it Leo DiCaprio in that one?
It was Leo, yeah.
So it's, and I didn't even, I thought the movie was fine, but the book was great.
I agree.
It's always the way. So I didn't realize that he had written this Civil War. It's this, they call it a dystopian action picture that shows America at war with itself, it feels like a Donald Trump situation played forward is what the synopsis of it looked like. Like, you know, President whoever is fighting for his going into his fourth term, even though we don't do more than two terms, that, you know, that kind of thing. Like, this person's taken over and now there's a bunch of the states have seceded. So it's, they say a $50 million budget on the movie for this. It's A24's. That's, isn't A24, I want to say that's like a Brad Pitt and maybe was Jennifer Aniston's movie production house at
one point. I thought that was called Plan B.
That does sound right. That does. Plan B? Isn't that the pill?
I'm just guessing. Yeah, I'm honestly, I have no idea what the production company was called.
Right.
But I thought it was called Plan B.
If it wasn't Plan B, it was something close to that. Plan B is reminding me of some other thing. A24, though, I see their logo a lot, and they say this is the biggest opening at 25 mil. So then they're trying to produce bigger movies, and this is their
most... Plan B Entertainment.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
Mm-hmm. By Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt.
I listened to you, Sarah. Don't you know
you
that?
You think I came up with that? Oh, you're hilarious.
No, I mean, I wouldn't know that their production company was called Plan B for any other reason than you reported it at some point.
Okay. Well, you're probably right. So Civil War, this new one, is based on it's a Alex Garland thing. And I don't see that he's the director of this, but looks like he wrote this thing. And I definitely would have mentioned that because not that I needed to for it to win the weekend, because it did. It beat the Godzilla movie. That Godzilla movie, I think this was like maybe its third weekend. So it's not too surprising that it fell out of the top spot. It has made, let's see, Godzilla versus Kong, The New Empire has so far made almost $500 million worldwide. It's domestically here, it's at about $150 million. It opened with $80 million. So it had its moment. It's fallen back. But so we're going to see more Godzilla movies. Woo. Thank goodness. Right. Yeah, so there you go. And this, I just, I want to...
A24 was behind Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh. Definitely. Yeah, I've definitely seen that title card, or whatever they call that, production note. Does it say who runs A20? Just some random thing that I have mixed up with Plan B.
Yeah, it's like David Katz or something like that. Oh. Yeah, Daniel Katz and David Finkel.
Yeah, no.
Nope.
Yeah. Nope. Uh-huh. And I'm going to...
David Finkel.
Of course, David Finkel. And Daniel Katz. Those guys, they're amazing. A24, of course. How could I have forgotten? And I teased you with just some great advice out of kind of an unexpected source. Like, I don't want to say Megan Fox is dumb as a doornail, but I don't consider her the brightest bulb. However, that's just because I'm a bitch. She's very smart. Here she is with some advice for single girls.
We've got a lot of single ladies here who, you know, they're having a single summer and they need some advice from you.
I don't know if I'm the best person to give advice because my advice is like, just learn a skill or develop a hobby and do not waste your energy on boys.
Honestly.
All they're going to do is drain you. Just move on. Invest in yourself.
I... love it.
Megan,
why are you calling her dumb?
Because I hadn't heard her say that yet. And, you know, just some of the dumb things. She says, oh, we're twin flames and we drink each other's blood, and, you know, crap like that. I mean, just, I don't think she's not fun. I just didn't give her a lot of, like, brain power credit. Again, I am a bitch. And
that
very judgy.
Very well put.
I want to hear it one more time. Listen up, single
you
ladies.
Want just her part, though?
I don't care. Just play the whole thing. It's, you know.
Okay.
You. I don't know if I'm the best person to give advice because my advice is like, just learn a skill or develop a hobby and do not waste your energy on boys.
Honestly.
All they're going to do is drain you. Just move on. Invest in yourself.
Invest in yourself. There it is. That's the one right there.
There it is. It's great. And it's so true. Like, we've been saying, remember on The Secret Show, like, I had to have said it 50 million times. People would write in with these terrible, they're overthinking everything. And I'm like, you know what? Be interesting. Not interested. have stuff going on. Like, finding a relationship is not a hobby. It just isn't. I get that it takes a lot of work these days because you got to, like, update.
A lot of fun, yeah.
Sure, okay. But you got to, you know, come up with your profile and be doing maintenance on that and swiping this way and writing to this person. That's like, yeah. But that, you know, it feels like a hobby. But it actually isn't a hobby. It's
all
not
consuming.
What'd you say?
I'm sure it's all consuming.
Yeah, exactly, right? Sure. But make room for your actual hobbies. Like, have something going on besides. I'm looking for love. That is not. You can be doing that, but don't sell it as your hobby. Because then what happens when you find love? Now you're like, oh no, I have no hobbies. I guess that now I'm looking for love outside of the relationship that I have.
The weird thing about her having that good advice is having watched her do that thing with that guy.
Machine Gun Kelly.
GK, yeah.
How do you have any good advice for anybody if the way you behaved?
Maybe
I don't know.
She's
that,
like realizing.
that I understand in the very early days of any relationship, and it should be red hot. It should be.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Super.
That standard. Yep.
Great. But yeah. It should find a groove. And it should be an adult groove. It should definitely have a real life ability to go to work and function and not be like, I'm sorry, I've got to cut blood out of you and wear it on my neck in order for me to go to work today. Otherwise, I can't go. Like,
yeah,
some of these dramas that they built up, you're just like, that is not real life, and that is bound to explode, which it did.
You could see it coming the minute they got together and they're like, no one's ever loved like this. I'm like, I mean, it's been a long time since humans have been here. I'm going to guess yours is, you know, maybe 10th or 11th on the list of the all-time greatest loves. I'm feeling like, you know, he's a dork. You're all jacked up. Like, how good can it be? I don't know.
All jacked up.
She's totally jacked up.
It should definitely funk your life. It should fit into your life. It shouldn't be something that takes over your life.
No, I'm gonna build my life around that.
So while I do appreciate the advice she gave, because I think it's
that is the best advice she's ever given to anyone.
She's also someone who seems incapable of just having a relationship just kind of groove into her life. Or maybe that's what she had with that other guy.
It
seemed boring and, you know, plain. It wasn't exciting enough. And then you get that excitement.
Three kids,
and you go,
that's boring. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
I quit my job.
I'm a twin flame. I'm looking at,
you know, what happened to my life? This person came in and just rearranged all the furniture.
I don't
know where anything is anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting, isn't it? Anyway, also her hair's blue now, so that's fun. It looks good. You know, she's got some cute hair going on. There you go, Megan Fox with words of wisdom for the single. All the single ladies, listen to her now. Don't listen to her 6 months ago or 2 years ago or whatever it was she took up with MGK.
Or 6 months from now when she's in love with
Right. Video. Don't listen to her then. This is the smartest, bestest, most amazingest thing she's ever said, ever. Be interesting. Not interesting. All right. What's coming up in the news, Vincent?
I didn't get to it. It's my apologies, and I will do that. First story, next news, Disneyland is cracking down on some hack people been using.
Uh-oh.
Alice? Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you
with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Very important news for you right here. If you don't already have the Odyssey app, Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. If you don't already have the Odyssey app and you're a huge Taylor Swift fan, you gotta go get it. You don't want to miss out on this. Get the Odyssey app or head to odyssey.com/Tay all day and tune in all week for the Tay all day streaming experience. It includes custom content from Taylor Swift herself. And make sure to tune in. For us, I believe this is April 18th, Thursday night at 9 p.m. Because it's saying here midnight on the 19th on the East Coast. Because her record is coming out this week. Mm-hmm. A meeting of the Tortured Poets Department album release special hosted by Brew.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department.
Oh.
You could be hearing your ad here. Email advertisesf@odyssey.com to get your business rocking on Alice.
Woo, 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 boo. Advertising works.
Oh, I believe that. Mm. Absolutely.
Yep, we've watched it happen.
Partly cloudy skies today. Cool temps. Actually, a decent day. I like it. Won't be too hot. You don't have to worry about sweating out your shirt or anything. You can just, you know, live.
That's a good feeling, yeah. Just live.
Uh-huh.
Feel comfortable.
You might sweat out your shirt because it's tax day, but that's nothing to do with the weather, and it is, in fact, tax day. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Mail your money today.
I already did it. Thank God. I don't even, you know, Mondays are bill day for me. I've been, you know, as I get closer and closer to tax day, I dread Mondays even more than normal. Today is an actual Monday because my taxes are done. Woo!
Good for you.
Phew!
I'm preparing to cut the federal government a check that is...
Oh, that's the best feeling, isn't it? Yay, here's some
true
money.
Pain.
Mm.
True pain. As if I didn't.
As if I didn't pay you enough out of every one of the checks I got this year. Here's more.
My tax guy filed for an extension or something like that.
Oh.
I don't know why he said
that. Well, that's if you're not ready to get your stuff done, file for an extension right away.
Yeah. You gotta do that by today.
Today's the day. Okay, so there's that. Tax day, everyone. Real quick, mm-hmm. I'm going to mention this again. The NBA playoffs start tomorrow. The Warriors have a one game. They got to win this game to be, or they go home. It's a one game winner moves on, loser goes home.
Is this like a wild card thing? What is this?
It's a play-in berth. It's not new this year, but it's been in motion. It's one of those things that the NBA, I don't think, you know, there's a lot of opinions about this stuff. And frankly, I'm glad the Warriors are in. So I'm about to say something slightly against that, which is they have too many teams in the playoffs. There's 15 teams in each division and 10 of each team in each division go. That's only 5 losers. Per division, what?
And they play long series.
Yeah. So anyway, but that said,
it's half the season.
That's not the point.
Yeah.
The NBA playoffs are great.
Yes.
And I do love our Warriors, and I'm glad we have a chance to get in.
Right. Yeah.
The Warriors.
Let's go, Warriors!
Tomorrow night, 7 p.m.
Warriors.
We gotta win, or we done.
Dub. It's right in the name. Come on.
And I like our chances. I'm go Warriors. I really, I love us.
Oh. And the Warriors?
No, well, what? Okay.
I love us. I love us too. Very nice.
I love myself.
That's nice.
I'm trying to, okay.
It's good to love yourself. Important.
I'm glad you're hearing something entirely different than I'm trying to say. Disneyland cracks down on free disability access service abused by park guests.
Oh, wait. You can get in for free if you have disabilities?
A Disneyland service that became notorious for guest abuses is receiving a major retool.
Oh.
Disneyland's Disability Access Service is available for guests who cannot stand in lines for protracted periods of time due to spectrum disorders like autism. These are one of those things that you can declare that may not necessarily be provable.
Right. Because eligible. Who's gonna, right. It's not like they're going to give you a test for that on your way in. You could say, look, my child's got autism, and we, and you don't have to say anything else. People go, okay, well, here's the setup.
Eligible guests can skip ride lines without paying for Genie Plus, which has turned into an unethical hack for many Disney visitors trying to cheat the system.
I don't know about this Genie Plus thing. You've been there much more recently than I.
I have, and I'm not really familiar with it either. I don't do a lot of the planning. I do quite a bit of paying, but I don't know exactly what we're doing. I thought we just got the one-day park hopper or two-day park hopper.
Yeah.
I think that's what we do. So you can go to either park.
Yeah.
And you can go back and forth. But right. I don't know anything. I don't personally know anything about Genie Plus.
Is the Genie something like the Fast Pass situation where you have gotten yourself at a kind of an appointment to get into the Fast Pass line at a certain time?
I don't
time?
Think so, because it's a different name. The Fast Pass we've
it's done. Still there.
The Fast Pass is like an appointment where you book a window.
Right.
We've done that. But I don't know anything about Genie Plus, and I don't know anything about claiming your child has a problem when they don't,
right.
And then getting an actual free pass to skip the line.
Incredible.
I can understand why that might seem attractive, but you've just torpedoed the service now.
Yeah, right. You can't clog it like that and have it still be good for the people who actually need it.
The number of guests using this service, specifically, it's a disability access service. So the number of guests using the DAS service tripled over the last 5 years in Disney and Disney World. They say it's grown way too fast for its own good. The system was geared specifically for people, you know, they... I can see where they're like,
right.
How can you game this? Well, right. I want my children to have the best day ever.
Right.
So I figured out a way.
To screw everyone else over.
Well, do you feel like you're screwing everyone else over? It's certainly shady.
Mm. Well, you are cutting lines. You're lying about your kid having a disability? That feels wrong to me. I feel like it's for people who actually have kids with disabilities or people who, it's not probably just for kids. It
right.
just feels, yeah, it, that feels scuzzy.
So from now on, it looks like you're going to have to conduct a pre-visit interview via live video chat.
Oh. You can't just show up and be like, am I kidding?
And you may do an interview in person at guest relations on the day of your visit.
Oh.
But either way, it's going to involve someone at Disneyland meeting you and meeting your person and making sure you meet the specific needs for the DAS skip the line pass.
Hmm. Well, there are people who are dedicated to gaming the system and will pass those interviews with flying colors. And for the rest of us who are like, I can't just go and lie right to someone's face.
I wouldn't want to.
No.
I wouldn't want to do that.
I don't want to, right. I feel like we're all trying to enjoy this.
I also don't want, a handicapped parking space pass. I'm not handicapped.
Right.
I wouldn't do that. That's for people who need that.
Right. Would have been nice when I was pregnant. I would have loved that, but.
You don't go get stuff.
That's true.
Care.
But if I had gone, if I had
about?
Ever left the house, you know,
I know.
Nice
but
to
I
have
mean,
that.
It, got it.
Hard
John.
Getting in and out of the
John. This is fun, and
right.
Scott Budman is the first person that showed me this. So I thought, oh, okay.
What you got?
The smallest home listed in the Bay Area in a Bay Area city in over a decade is on the market.
Oh, a tiny home.
A Cupertino home that a Bay Area real estate agent is calling the smallest on the market in more than 10 years is up for grabs.
Oh.
tucked away at the end of a cul-de-sac on Carmen Road, the one-bedroom, one-bathroom property with laminate floor kitchen is described in its Zillow listing as a powerhouse of possibilities.
Yeah.
It is, hold on. Where's the square footage? Damn it. I think it's 384 square feet.
It's tiny. It's tiny, but you can pack a lot into just under 400 square feet. You can be...
For $1.7 million.
How big is the lot?
The lot is big.
Oh, that's... So this is someone's tiny house they threw on a good lot.
Well, it's a tiny house.
Yeah.
It's a situation where a house goes up and people who need a home are looking.
Yeah.
And yet, once again, this will be a scenario where not only is someone paying $1.7 million for a 380 square, they call this less than the average studio apartment.
Oh, it is very small.
But because of the lot, it's probably going to be purchased for over asking. It's going to be completely bulldozed, and someone will build two homes or what do they call those? I forget.
A duplex?
I used to live in one. A duplex or something like that.
Do you... You don't have the square footage of the lot, huh?
The home is situated on a gravel lot, 7,841 square feet.
Oh, they could probably build a 2,500 square foot house there.
Yeah. Oh, they're saying you could build a 3,600 square foot home.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, the rules are good.
And then flip it.
Yeah.
And now you've just sold that home for $5 million. That's the problem around here that makes me just... It infuriates me for the people who are looking.
I know.
It infuriated me when I was looking.
Mm.
I actually want to buy a home to live in. I'm not
difficult.
Trying to flip it. I'm not trying. This isn't my money-making big idea. This is just me trying to live in the area where I work.
Yep.
And you get outbid by someone who's like, I'm going to put a giant mansion on that thing, and then I'm going to sell it for 3-6 times what it's worth.
This great. Little teeny tiny house, I mean, and it is, it's just, it's like a big, it's lovely, actually. Like, it's really nicely appointed, and it's for a house that's under 400 square feet. It's, it looks clean and bright, freshly painted, and it makes the lot look enormous because it's so tiny. So 7,800 square feet looks like the biggest lot you've ever seen. Now, you know, if you build a house on that, you're probably going to eat half that lot, but who cares? You'll still have a backyard. It's incredible.
And you're in Cupertino, which is...
Yeah, people want that.
It's an important spot, especially if you're a tech employee for any of the specific companies, you know, in Cupertino.
It looks like a real house, too. I really expected this to look like something that had been wheeled in on the back of a trailer, but it's actually got sort of a little brick facade on the, you know...
No, I mean, and at $1.7 million, you know that that's not even... That's not what a family, you know, that would be a bachelor pad for some, tech tycoon.
Right.
Maybe. But then again, he'll do what anyone would do, bulldoze it and build an actual home there.
Or maybe it becomes the guest house and they find a way to, you know, just build further in on the lot.
It's just frustrating.
Yeah. As any
situation. Okay. Where am I? Oh, time wise. Jeez. What?
What?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few. Sarah, it's not a tiny house. It's an old hunting cabin that's been renovated and rented out for decades.
You know what's funny about calling it a hunting cabin is, like, you look at the overheads and there's, I don't know who you're hunting there, other people. Like, it is so densely settled in that area that while, yes, I'm sure 100 years ago it was a hunting cabin, now it's like, I don't know, I'm hunting for Whole Foods. I'm hunting for my car. Where did I park that thing? I mean... Oh, it looks like there's some... Right there, there's a park. You know what? You could go hunting in the park.
Small park, though.
Sure. You could hunt raccoons. You could hunt for
squirrels.
Coyotes. Squirrels. Yeah. Squirrel.
Nobody hunts squirrels.
I'm sure they do. Little pains in the ass. It's a good-sized lot.
650 says, my kids do have disabilities, and you cannot believe how many people abuse it. It's so frustrating.
Mm. Well, there you go. That's it. That's who's suffering. That's who you're effing over when you lie about your kid having disabilities, the mother who is dealing with children with disabilities.
Yeah, no, they've definitely...
You're a jerk. You're a real jerk.
That's one of those things. Well, all right, you're so smart. You see it all the time, though. This is the person, it's just people getting over.
Right. Everybody but me has to follow the rules.
Right. Genie Plus is the new fast pass system, says 707.
Oh.
And you have to pay for it, by the way.
Oh.
Okay.
So it's for rich people.
Well, I mean, if you have the money, I understand why you'd pay it, because I can tell you that...
Waiting in those lines, no joke.
I don't do the rides yet. My kids are mostly chasing the characters, so I'm not really at that place where... But if you go to the park and you spend an hour in line for one ride, that's one ride down. And an hour of your day down, too.
Yeah, and an hour if you're lucky, honestly.
Right.
Like, a lot of times you get in those lines and it's like the wait time from this point is 2.5 hours. And you're
like, so you got to start going, well, okay, Space Mountain's a must. Matterhorn, nah.
All right.
I mean, that's a skip.
California Screamin's the one. I don't know if it's still named that, though.
I loved that.
That is right. They just rocket you out and they're playing rock music into your ears.
And you know you're buckled in and they do some drops where you're like, whoa, God, man.
It's so good.
It's neat. I mean, I did. Maybe you wouldn't. Maybe you'd be
when did you get to go on that? I feel like your kids didn't go on that, did they?
Yeah, they did. And it was the last time we went, whenever that was.
Oh, even
and
the
they
little
were
one
fine.
Could be
that
on
was all. Yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yep. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Coachella!
At
97.3.
Oh,
yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, oh look at that!
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.